Have you ever felt like someone did something to you that was so bad that it deserved justice? You wanted to be vindicated. Well, you know, there are things that happen to all of us, but some are more dramatic than others. And my guest today is Jennifer LeClaire, who actually was falsely arrested, went to prison, just had some horrible things happen to her. And it's resulted in her writing a brand new book that we're going to talk about today called Vindicated. There's also a brand new movie about it. And if you stay till the end of the podcast today, we're going to show a clip of the movie. Her story is very inspiring, and I think it'll help you to understand how you can put this into God's hands, how you can forgive, and how you too can be vindicated. Be sure to stay tuned today to the Strang Report. I'm Stephen Strang. Welcome back and welcome Jennifer LeClaire. You and I have worked together for many years. I'd have to count on my fingers how many. But one of the things I like to do with my podcast is to introduce my viewers and listeners to leaders and people who are making a difference in the spirit-filled, or sometimes we call it the spirit-led or charismatic community. And you certainly are that because you have not only a gift to write, and you've written this new book called Vindicated, that we're going to talk about today, but you also have a prophetic ministry and also a prayer ministry. So let me start by asking you why you wrote this book called Vindicated.
Well, thanks for having me, Steve. It's always a joy. You know, Vindicated, I believe that every person wants to see God's justice in their life. And we're in a time where, you know, people are being betrayed. There's injustice everywhere. And I believe people need a blueprint for vindication. People need to see that God is their vindicator. And how do we go about positioning ourselves rightly to see God's vindication in any and every area of our life? I think there, the material on that in the body of Christ is sorely lacking. And this is an opportunity to use part of my story to inspire people that if God can vindicate me, he can vindicate anybody.
Well, because you and I are friends and we worked together on Charisma for so many years, I know your story, and it's one of the most incredible stories I've ever heard. I can remember thinking that back when I first heard it, but you were in prison, your husband abandoned you, you got saved. Tell us the story of what caused you to need to be vindicated, and how did God vindicate you?
Yeah, you know, vindication really the story of my life. It goes back to, you know, I wasn't saved. I married a Mormon, didn't know that Mormonism was not Christianity. He had his own issues, and he came home one day just in a rage and began to throw plates and dishes. I became afraid and called the police. This was actually, Steve, back during the O.J. Simpson trial. This is how long ago it was. Sometimes people think I have to give that context because they think this happened to me 5 years ago. No, this was 25 years ago. And the police came and they arrested me and him. And the police officer, and I want to say, I believe most cops are wonderful cops, but there's some bad eggs out there, just like anything else. This officer, because I looked kind of wild, I had crazy hair and all these things, she took exception to me and she said that she was going to accuse me, or essentially she started beating me. And I said, please stop. And she said, shut up or I'm going to say that you hit me. And I said, I didn't hit you. I please stop hitting me. And she, long story short, she arrested me, charged me with resisting arrest with violence and battery on a law enforcement officer. And I was facing 10 years in prison. And a few years later, my husband ran off with a woman about half his age and started a whole new family in Central America. Never saw him again. Haven't seen him in 25 years. And, you know, one thing led to another. I mean, it was just every area. I had no credit. I had no money. I had no career. I lost literally everything. And when I went to jail, the Bill Glass ministry was there, and they were giving testimonies. Women were giving testimonies of how God encountered their lives. And that pricked my heart. And I said yes to Jesus and immediately just started devouring the word of God. So that's it. That's it in a nutshell. It's, we go into it a lot more in the book, and people's jaws will drop when they hear about the Colombian drug lords, the murder plots, all of the things that I endured, all the things I walked through, and God is my vindicator.
Well, I happen to know Bill Glass. We covered him in Charisma. I spent some time with him, got to know him, had a lot of respect for his ministry. And to think that it was his ministry that impacted you, and hopefully this book will impact many other people. Before we get into talking about the book, just walk through a little bit, because here you were so low, but the Lord used you, the Lord raised you up, because by the time you started working with us at Charisma Magazine, you were already in the prophetic. I can remember that. That's one of the things we liked about you, because you understood the prophetic, you understood the different ministries, and you could use your journalistic skill, and you were a journalist. Tell us a little bit about your background, and you could help us cover it, because Charisma Magazine is not just covering things like normal journalists. We're doing it from a spiritual perspective. So just walk us through a little bit, and then I want to go through the book. It's got 30 easy-to-read chapters, and I want people to be motivated to get your book.
Yeah, you know, I got saved in 2001, and I was a very successful journalist at the time. I was actually working with CBS with a property called Office.com. I was a project manager, and I had about 30 writers who reported to me. I was very young, and I was very successful. And when I got saved, all I wanted to do was write for Jesus. I thought, this is my gift. This is what I want to do. But when I got saved, of course, I had no word in me, had no root in me, and so I didn't have any experience. I couldn't write. I tried to write for Joyce Meyer Ministries, Charles Stanley. I was looking for some place to write. So over the years, I just kept doing my journalism thing. And I ended up at the top 1% earners in my field as a freelance journalist in my realm. I wrote for real estate magazines, technology magazines, as a single mother, and was very, very prosperous. And around about 2010, I had left a abusive church, a spiritually abusive church, and I had been a freelancer with Charisma. And Marcus, yours actually, or one of your editors actually sent me a blank email. You've never heard this story. And the email was blank. And I wrote back and I said, you know, did you guys need something? They said, well, our news editor has been reassigned and we're looking for a new news editor. Are you interested in the position? And I said, yes. And it's not like it's a write for the Lord. This is my dream come true. Right. Being a, even writing for Charisma Magazine, much less being on the editorial staff, dream come true. It was the total hand of God. And we started working together. And over the years, I think we did some significant work. It was some of the best years of my life in my career before I entered full-time ministry, one of the thrills of my life. And so we did a lot of great things together. And God, you know, you never knew this, but you were actually part, and your platform at Charisma was part of my dream. And I'll be forever grateful to you for that.
And you are part of our dream too, because you helped us to make the leap from just print into online and got us on Facebook and a whole lot of other things. I remember back in that era, we, you know, everything's happening so fast. It's almost like one or two lifetimes ago, isn't it?
Yeah, with
everything
really is
happening. But let's get back to vindicated. You, God vindicated you. There's a lot of people who have things in their lives where they want justice from God. Now, very few people would have the odyssey that you had exactly. But it, in a way, it doesn't matter, because everyone's got problems, and we can all get attitudes. We can let it affect us spiritually. We can let it get depressed over it, even fall away from the Lord. So what is it in your book that you hope will connect with people?
I think one of the biggest things is not to try to vindicate yourself. That's the temptation. It's the immediate temptation. That's what the enemy wants us to do, because once we take vengeance into our own hands, then we have forfeited God's vindication. And one of the things I had to learn early on was forgiveness. See, when my husband left, I mean, I hated him. And not so much for my sake. We were having marriage troubles already. I was happy to see him go, but not that way, because it affected my daughter. You know, she then had no father. That wasn't how I imagined the separation. And I was so bitter, Steve, that he was a freelance photographer, and I would handle his bookings, and I would write my screenplays and do different things. And they called me on the phone. They said, hey, we'd like to book your husband to come shoot this, you know, job. And I said, oh, you know, he's dead. You know, I was so bitter. I said, he's dead. And they said, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry to hear that. And I said, well, he had it coming to him. And they were just shocked and silent. That's how bitter I was. And when we stay bitter, we can never get better. And I had to really have an encounter with the Lord. If I hadn't gotten saved, I probably would have been a very miserable person for the rest of my life. But God, when he encountered me in that jail, I immediately forgave my ex-husband. And not only that, when I got out of jail after the 40 days, when I got out of jail, after God overturned all of the charges against me, I actually tracked him down in another nation because I was so concerned for his soul. And I preached the gospel to him and he didn't receive it, but I was free and I was clear. And if you don't forgive, you can't get vindicated. And I think that's a big issue in the body of Christ with unforgiveness. Well, you don't know what they did to me. Well, I might not know what they did to you, but I know what people did to me. And I really, truly believe I've got some wisdom from the Lord on how to walk through this process in a way that positions you for double for your trouble, triple for your trial, for payback. And that's what we're looking for. The people can't pay us back, but God can pay us back. If you'd ever told me I'd have been the, you know, editor of Charisma Magazine at one point, that I would have a prayer movement in 100 nations, that I would travel the world, I never would have believed it. God has repaid me far more than I ever lost. And I believe this book really does hold the keys. And if you'll put them in place and turn them, you will see God's justice in every area of your life.
Well, I have interviewed many people over the years, as you would know. Not very often do I get to interview people who used to work for me in a matter of speaking, even though you were literally a freelancer. But you were certainly part of our team for 7 or 8 years. And to be able to say, I knew you back then, and I remembered as I just heard about your story, not from a book, but just from knowing you, I was amazed, Jennifer, that you did. Your spirit seemed clear. Maybe I'm not saying it too well. Usually when people are bitter and have unforgiveness, everybody around them knows it. But you weren't like that. In fact, it almost made your story hard to believe, as if you were exaggerating somehow, but I know you weren't. But let me ask you a question that I meant to ask you earlier. A lot of people might not literally know the definition of the word vindicated. So why don't you tell us exactly what you mean and how it relates to the book?
Yeah, vindication is promised, first of all throughout the Bible. We have so many instances, Joseph, David, again and again. Vindication is when God takes up your case and rules in your favor. God is a judge, right? He's not just the bridegroom, the king. He's the judge, not just the creator. He is the judge. And when we say yes to his heart, he has a covenant with us. And part of that covenant includes protection. You know, it's not just salvation. He is our judge. He is our defender. He is our protector. He is all of those things. And he wants to make the crooked places straight. He wants to make the wrong things right. And so when we roll that burden, that care over on him and say, Lord, you know, what they did to me was, I mean, even as Christians, all of us, all of you are watching, there, people still do wrong things. Sometimes it's other Christians that do wrong things to us. And when we say, Lord, you are a just judge, righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. And I believe that when you say vengeance is mine, I'll repay. When you say that you will give me double for my trouble, when you say you will give me a twofold recompense, I choose to believe you. And everything with God is by faith. So it pleases his heart when we say, I'm going to take my hands off and I'm going to let you do what you do in due time. And when we do that, we're positioning ourselves. You know, sometimes it's speedy. I've seen a vindication in 24 hours. Other times it's been 24 years. So,
or in some cases, isn't it true, Jennifer, that some people are not really vindicated until after their death? So they never really know about it. So have you seen people that have tried to take vindication into their own hands? And if so, what happened?
It's always messy. You know, you can get a measure of vindication. The one way that people take vindication into their own hands is they, when they're wronged, they want to go tell everybody what that person did to them. Thereby, they have acted as judge and executioner. They have, you know, put their mouth on people. They have demonstrated to God that I don't trust you as my vindicator. I want to do it my way. And it's got to be God's way or it's no way. Whatever measure of vindication you get by slander, no, it's not even slander, if it's true, technically, you can tell everybody what they did to you. You can expose their faults and flaws. You can gossip and turn other people against them. That's the vindication you're going to get. That's all you're going to get. Because once you take it into your hands, you've tied God's hand. And he's like, okay, if you're satisfied with that, but I can do so much better. And I'm so grateful by the grace of God that my grandmother told me on her deathbed, great grandmother, she said, never hate anyone. And I remembered that. I remembered that over and over, that echoed in my heart, never hate anybody. Because when there's hate in your heart, God can't do much with that. He still loves you. You go to heaven. You know, I mean, I'm not judging your salvation, but I am judging your vindication. You cannot get vindicated unless you do it God's way. It's the only way.
Well, you know, this is good advice, and you're talking pretty generally, but I know in the book you get very specific with steps to take and so forth. So as we wrap up this short podcast, if somebody's watching this and this applies to them, there's something in their life that where they need vindication of some kind, or they need to be able to deal with it, like you were just talking about, what steps can someone take to get from where they are to where they need to be?
Mm-hmm. It's very simple. It's first of all, forgiveness. The second thing you have to do is what Jesus said, pray for them. Why? Because they're going to reap if they do not repent. And we want to be like Jesus. We want to see people walking in freedom, walking in joy. So we pray for them, not get them, God, see what they know. We pray that they'll be blessed. So we forgive, we pray for them, we bless them. And then we wait on God. And see, when you pray for somebody, it keeps your heart clean. So it's not completely unselfish. It keeps your heart. You cannot pray for someone consistently and hold bitterness in your heart. So God has given us a great plan. You forgive, you pray, even if you don't feel like it. You bless them, which is to speak well of them. You don't tell anybody what they did. You know, this is what Joseph did. If you read the story of Joseph, he really modeled this. And he's a great example of how to walk through that process. And I do believe in the season that God is bringing justice swiftly. I just came through a season where it was one after another, after another, after another, bam, bam, bam. Things I've been waiting on for, you know, years, they just came in a flood of vindication. It was right before we put out the book. And I do believe that God really wants to vindicate you, even as much as you want vindication. But if you grab this book, you're going to learn how to wait on vindication God's way. You're going to learn vindication in the courts of heaven, vindication from slander, insults. Just about everything is covered. I've walked through it, and I believe that by the Holy Spirit, I could lead you through that. And when you grab this, I believe with all my heart that you're going to feel inspired, and you're going to feel grateful, because you're going to have hope and faith. And that's what I hope it does. I hope that stirs it in you. I know it will.
Well, I want people to get the book. It's actually being released on October 1st. I realize that on YouTube, many people watch this after October 1st. And of course, it'll be in bookstores. But until then, you can pre-order it many places, barnesandnoble.com, christianbook.com, and so forth. But Amazon is probably the quickest way that most people would do it. And I would encourage you to do that. And I want to wrap up by asking you about a film that was made that actually predated the book. And after the interview is over, we're going to show a little trailer of how people can see the movie that you started in 2020. So it's taken several years to come out. And just briefly tell my viewers what you told me on how the video actually led to the book coming out, and what you hope to accomplish with the video, and how, and mm-hmm. the obvious, how people can watch it.
So we did the video as it's essentially like an I Am Second style testimony. And it tells the story of how I was kidnapped by Colombian drug lords, abused, beaten, almost sent to prison for 10 years. They wanted to murder my husband. I had to escape under darkness of night. All that's in there. I've never shared these things before. It's in the movie. And I did this as an evangelism tool. So I was really hoping that my story would reach the lost. And I still do. And I believe it will. And then I thought, well, maybe write a small book to go with it. And then as that book developed, I said, I think I have a lot more to say on this, and it needs to go through a publisher that will appreciate the message. And I chose to, of course, you know, Charisma House, being my longtime publisher, chose to, you know, approach you with this, and you guys grabbed it. So we can, you can watch the film. The film is my story in depth, and we've already got feedback. We've released it to a limited audience. It is inspiring people. People were at Sydney Jacobs watched it. She said, I'm in tears, and to see what God did. And you can find the film at jenniferleclair.org/vindicatedfilm. It is free to watch. And we hope that many of you who watch it will donate so that we can get it translated to different languages and to really push it out there. We all have people in our families that don't know the Lord. And this story, I believe, will prick their heart. They will see God as a vindicator.
And Jennifer, I know you to be a woman of prayer, and I want to end the podcast that way. So we're going to end this part of the podcast. And then afterwards, I'll come back with a few comments and we'll show the trailer for the movie. And so people want to stay tuned. But I think it's important that you pray. You know, God is not limited by time and space like we are. And even though you and I are praying today, you in South Florida, me in Central Florida, we're not even in the same room. That doesn't limit God, does it? And even though people are going to watch this wherever they are through streaming around the world, I just believe that something very special can happen. And that's why I want to ask you to pray.
It'll be my honor. So Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for all those who are listening to the sound of my voice, those who need vindication now and those who will need vindication in the future. And I ask you, Father, to help us to keep our heart set upon you, our mind stayed on you when we are wronged. Help us to cast those cares on you and to truly believe that you are a vindicator. Lord, help us to renew our mind to your goodness, to your grace, to your ability to make the wrong things right, the crooked places straight. Help us, Lord, to press into your justice, your way, and resist every temptation to self-vindicate, to take on victim mindsets. We break those victim mindsets in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, because we know that our latter shall be greater than our past. And we give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
That was a powerful prayer. And thank you for staying tuned, because I want you to see the trailer for this movie that Jennifer did. Actually, as you just heard, the movie actually preceded the book. And I think it'll inspire you. You can actually go on her ministry website and watch it. Get out the word, share this with others. You know, there are a lot of people that need the story of vindicated. They need to be vindicated. They want God's justice, and Jennifer LeClair's story will help them. So buy the book. It's available October 1st. You can pre-order it on Amazon.com. And again, share this video. And if you like the Strang Report, be sure to subscribe. Our subscriptions are going up every single week. Hit the little bell so you know when we're on live every Tuesday and Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Until next time, God bless you.
He came home and he was just in a rage. He started yelling, he started screaming, and I was afraid because I never knew him to be violent. I'd never known him to act this way, and he wouldn't stop. He was throwing bowls, throwing dishes. But I ran into the room and I slammed the door and I locked it. I locked the door and he broke it open. Now, what happened next? I was completely unprepared for.
Best-selling author Jennifer LeClair shares her harrowing story of battling injustice and walking through soul-crushing betrayals. Her traumatic journey will captivate your heart and move you to tears.
Before I knew it, she'd put handcuffs on me, put me in the back of the car. I was thrown in jail, and they charged me with resisting arrest with violence and battery on a law enforcement officer.
And her triumphant comeback against all odds will inspire your soul and build your faith to never give up. Jennifer gets real and raw with intimate details of addiction, abandonment, incarceration, and ultimate vindication and a victorious life. A story of redemption that's filling people around the world with hope and courage. Vindicated. Jennifer LeClaire's testimony from trauma and tragedy to triumph.
Watch the Vindicated film at jenniferleclaire.org/vindicatedfilm.